This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by BEX. Since 1937, BEX has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group to take a look at the grain and livestock markets today. Bill, what have we seen going on this Veterans Day?
Let me start off with a kudos to all the vets who served over the years. You know, we live in the greatest country in the world, hands down, and one of the reasons is the vets and all the sacrifices they've made. So a shout out to the vets today on Veterans Day. Market-wise, there's no government today, no exports or any commentary. So it's kind of a quasi-holiday for the markets. There are a little bit of a correction from the rally we saw last week, down a little bit, corn down a penny, beans down five, and wheat down eight. Wheat was down quite a bit more. Wheat at one time was down about 20. So they've come back from the down. One thing I'll say as far as the stock market is, it's an amazing, it's been an amazing move since Trump got elected. Trump's, you know, his first term, he had a lot of business-friendly practices. The market anticipates the same, lower taxes and friendly to business.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At BEX, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. BEX, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BEXHybrids.com.
December corn down one even at 430 even. January soybeans down eight even at 1022 and a quarter. December soybean meal down $1.10 at $295.10. December soybean oil down 63 cents at $48.14. On the Merck, December live cattle went unchanged at 183.70. November feeders up 72 at 246.15. December lean hogs up $1.35 at 81.77. Pork cutout went unchanged at $93 even. Those are your closing markets here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.